If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 8th, 2024, and today the topic is decapitate the door. Happy Friday. Yes, happy Friday, everybody. I hope that you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. My highlights from yesterday is I went to work and everything like that. I actually left out a little bit early and stuff, and I ended up kind of sneaking away because NJ was still knocked out. So I went to work again by myself and things like that. I was able to stop and get a little breakfast on the way, so that was interesting. And then also, work was interesting as well. I mean, obviously got a lot of work done, had some meaningful and conversations. And they even provided me lunch yesterday. Looks like, one of our coworkers is going to be making some transitions and whatnot. And so, I guess in celebration of that, they had lunch and stuff. So that was a nice moment to fellowship with others, coworkers and whatnot. And then we started trying to work on next month in regards to the kids ministry. We've been getting good feedback about the set designs and things that yours truly has been, a part of coming up with and stuff. And so, work is going good, and I'm just thankful and grateful for that. So this conversation, y'all, decapitate the door, ? Well, this came to me, I would say the time that I woke up. I think I woke up around 6:07. And so I made a note of that, and I looked into that, of course, at Open Bible. I Googled as well as looked into it at the Strong's Concordance, how I usually do. I listened to the prayer meditation as well today, but I was kind of distracted a little bit as I was listening to that. I guess there's a lot of things on my mind and whatnot. But yeah, so this conversation, decapitate the door. So what led me to this is, again, I looked into the Strong's Concordance. One of the Greek or the Hebrew, one of the words meant decapitate. And then the other one meant like door or entrance or something like that. And I'm like, decapitate the door? Because I mean, I know what decapitate means, even though I did write down the definition just in case. So it was like cutting off the head, and then it's to make a sentence of this thing would be the door. And I'm like, well, I know that, we consider Jesus to be the door, And I'm like, that don't make no sense. But I don't know, something about the word decapitate just really kept standing out to me. And so I was like, all right, I'll go deeper about it, X, Y, and Z. So let's go ahead and get to it, okay? So when I looked into decapitate this morning, it says cut off the head of a person or animal. And then the second definition says attempt to undermine a group or organization by removing its leaders. So, you can go to godquestions.org if you want to hear more about like the different decapitations that are featured in the Bible and things like that. But it's not, for me, this conversation isn't about like just the act of decapitating, right? Now, on one hand, I couldn't help but think about this one time, basically in church, I felt led to go and receive prayer at the front one day. And this gentleman had stood out to me to go to. And a few Sundays I had, he would go up there and I would feel led to go and let him pray. But I don't know, I was kind of hesitant. So one Sunday I was obedient and I went on down there and stuff. And so what I went and asked for prayer for about at that time was about my husband and, his, the church thing and stuff like that. And so when I shared the information with him, he said to me that day, he was like, it seems as if the enemy is trying to, cut off the head in regards to, you guys' marriage and like maybe dealing with or attacking him as the head of the household and stuff, like the decapitation of, again, what the head should be outside, under God. Now, under God, yeah, I'm in perspective here, but under God is my husband and stuff like that. And so with my husband not being in a position of spiritual head or whatever the case may be, again, under God now, under Jesus Christ, all right, then, you know, there is a imbalance here or whatever. And so I was reminded of that this morning as I thought about this word decapitate. And when I really, like I said, went deeper about this idea of undermining or cutting off the head, and things like that. And so something about this, just kind of thinking about all this morning, kind of led me to, you know, I guess Satan, you know what I'm saying? And what he thinks he can do. And even us. I mean, honestly, there's many of us that think we're smarter than God, that we know more than God, that we would do a better job than God, or whatever the case may be. And if you are in that position and you're thinking that way, you probably, you know, should think about, where is that coming from? We know that things are spiritual, you know, and again, according to the Bible, anything that's not with Christ is Antichrist. And so, you know, all of those different thoughts and ideas and things, again, come from somewhere. Now, whether you want to admit that they come from the enemy or not, you know, that's truly up to you. You have that, you know, choice and free will at the end of the day. But yeah, so let's go deeper. So, I mean, there are several articles that kind of touch on or try to answer the question of, I guess, what was Satan thinking in particular? Because again, that mindset comes from Satan. I mean, we might not want to receive that today, but if you think you're smarter than God, if you think you can do a better job than God, if you think you, whatever it is, if you put anything above God and whatnot, then this is the mindset of the adversary, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. So you guys can go deeper. There's a couple of articles that I put in the Go Deeper section that you guys can peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds about this morning. The first one is called, Why Did Satan Think He Could Defeat God? I mean, first of all, that, like, why in the world could, you know, a created being think that you can defeat God? Like, I mean, but again, we do the same thing in our own ways. You know, it's like we do that as well. But again, you guys can go deeper in that article. The other article is, How Much Power Does Satan Possess? You guys should look into that as well. Both of those articles seem to be pretty good, and went deeper about, you know, I guess those two topics. But after you take a look at those, I hope that you guys go deeper and decide to look into, you know, verses on your own, centered around like what's going to happen, you know, and what has already happened. Because one, Satan's already been defeated with what Christ did on the cross. Like, he thought he was winning by killing Christ, but at the end of the day, like, all of his plans, they get thwarted by the Lord, because at the end of the day, again, God is in control, not Satan. Satan, you know, might have a little leeway, right? He might be able to do some things, right, that we give him control to do, stuff like that. But outside of that, like, again, everything is in the will of God. And you guys got to go deeper and I guess can receive me to receive that and with those details. But yeah, I hope that you are, you know, feel encouraged and inspired to go and check that out. Because again, anybody following that mindset and things like that, I mean, you can see in the word of God what's going to happen to Satan. And I'm like, do you want to be with that individual, you know what I'm saying, getting thrown into the fiery pit and things of that nature? Like, you know, he's not gonna win. He can't win. So, I mean, I don't know, like, why, you know, he decided to think like he could do something or whatever. And I don't know why we, like, let's just talk about us as humans. I don't know why we think that, you know, we have, not just say control, but like, I don't know why we think that we're more powerful than God. Now, again, maybe because we can't see him, things of that nature, like, maybe that's why we think that, oh, maybe he don't exist. Or again, I mean, the Bible tells us plenty of reasons why we think these things. It's because, again, Satan is coming in and clouding our mind and judgment and whatnot, with different temptations of life and stuff, things that we desire and things of that nature. So, but anyway, that's a whole nother conversation all by itself. Let's go ahead and get to these verses that I felt led to write down this morning. So Romans 11:33-34 says, Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inseparable his ways, inscrutable his ways. And for who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? You know what, at the end of the day, friends, you know, what this is showing us is that, again, there's no way that we are wiser than the Lord. You know, I know we like to think that, and there's nothing wrong, again, with asking questions. Now, if you got some questions and things like that, that's fine. You know, maybe the Lord will give you the answer, maybe he won't, you know. Asking questions about, well, Lord, I don't understand this, and how does this happen, and stuff like that. There's resources out here that I believe that God has put in place alongside of the Bible. So stick to the word of God or whatever, or wisdom beyond our understanding. But for some reason, again, the puffed up pride, right, makes us feel like we know best, we know more or whatever. And that's the, I think that's the thing we need to check. That's the thing that we need to kind of, you know, humble ourselves and ask the question, like, where did this come from? Why do I feel this way? You know, and ultimately it comes from the Father of lies. But anyway, let me give you guys another verse. 1 Corinthians 1:25, it says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So again, you know, I really don't have anything to add to that. I mean, I think it's very plain and clear here that it's saying, like, even the foolish things to God is still, you know, wiser than our greatest wisdom. And so, you know, again, there's a lot of people that deem themselves to be wise. Again, the Bible has things to say about that. Matter of fact, it's very plain and clearly saying that, you know, in order to be wise, you must know that you know nothing. Like, now again, I'm paraphrasing. You guys can go see what the actual verses say for themselves. But again, that's a truly wise person to know that they aren't the wisest and things of that nature. But hey, again, you guys can go deeper with all of those thoughts and things. The last verse I felt led to write down this morning to share was Proverbs 16:18. It says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. At the end of the day, we see what happened to Satan. We see what's going to happen to him at the end. So really, it should behoove us to, you know, ask questions about, like, what do I think is going to happen to me if I keep operating in pride, keep operating to think and thinking that I know more than God or best or whatever the case may be? How is that going to work for me? Well, it's basically showing us what's going to happen. You puffing yourself up with haughty pride and things of that nature, you know, then I guess you should expect the fall to come. So, I mean, ultimately the juice is, I mean, this morning, this whole idea of quote unquote decapitating the door, it can't happen, it won't happen. And I guess at the end of the day, we'll see, you know, what will happen to those that think that they can have such power over God. And hey, I guess that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Joshua 1:9. It says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow if the Lord's will. Today is Friday, so we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out at 7 p.m. It's with Miss Grace Tran, which is one half of the With the Trans movement. Amazing lady with an amazing testimony about her and her husband, things of that nature. So you guys can tune in tonight and check out that episode if the Lord's will. Y'all have a great Friday, and I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow. Yeah, y'all know, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey, ladies, are you looking for love? Not just any kind of love, a faithful love. Well, visit faithforamate.com. There you'll find an amazing course curated for Christian women just like you that's full of insightful and practical information from the Word of God. So don't delay. Visit faithforamate.com and find a husband naturally.